for ZYQ. I think I got it.
Good morning.
I have no qualms with signing up, being on file, filing the fee for initial checking, and if there's any question along the way, they can address it through the right avenues. I'm not against paying a fee for administration fees and registration and all that. I'm against them recharging you over and over and over when there's no reason to charge. There's no change in your documents unless you moved. No change in anything. No filing of any problems or whatever. It's like the old stories in the movies where the certain group of people went to the store owners and said, hey, give us 2% of your income and we'll make sure you don't have any fires or problems. We'll take care of you. Kind of an extortion fee, saying, well, keep paying for your right to do what we already checked you on. You have no violations, no court hearings, no brandishing, no problem, but keep paying us some money because we got to once in a while look at your files. There's no added administration problem to keep me on file. Once you're in the system, you're in the system. Unless you move, then you change it and make the appropriate changes. Just my thought, KE4ZYQ.
Well, if you are accepting of that check, that check is administration, and administration costs money. So that's why you're getting charged that next time around and around and around and around. I believe it's every 4 or 5 years. So there's two sides to it. Either there's no administration fee and no administration, or you get checked, you get that background check, you verify that there hasn't been anything new to happen, and you pay for it. Unfortunately, we can't have it both ways.
That's my point, is somebody's got to figure out that all the stuff that Joe says, as long as there's been no changes, but who knows that? Scouts Honor, do you just... Or do we just assume because nothing popped up? If something popped up, how would it just automatically find your file? And then would it automatically alert somebody that says, aha? In other words, it just doesn't happen automatically. If you're a bad boy between the last time you got cleared and the next time you're supposed to get cleared, how does it happen? How does the information get to the file that gets to the point where we flag you? I get it. You're a good boy. Scouts Honor. But somebody has to collate that data, apply it, and say, yep, they're good for another 5 or whatever it is. And there's a fee associated with that. I get, so Anthony's right. We either abolish that completely, but then how do we do that? Because I think we're all comfortable knowing the people that have these, should. And, that's why I think moving it to something like the licensing process through the Secretary of State, as an automatic, license renewal thing, is probably the right solution, and then that's where something would pop up, hopefully. But anyhow, I think we're a lot closer than you think.